Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and hours before a celebration of the new United States Embassy, at least 58 protesters were killed, thousands injured at the Gaza border. This is according to Palestinian officials. The New York Times reports the two scenes illustrated the chasm dividing Israelis and Palestinians. The editorial in the Times says, "His, President Trump's giveaway to Israel of an American embassy is a blow to the dream of peace. Politics makes strange bedfellows," of course, Alan. We see also that U.S. Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, Democrat, praising the move.
Well, yes. Chuck Schumer has always considered himself a friend of Israel. He has been steadfastly with the Israelis when they make some of these disputed moves. I have to say that the New York Times editorial was very strongly opposed to moving the embassy. On the other hand, at the very end, they do say in the editorial that the Palestinian leadership has basically not helped things. And I think that that's true because the rhetoric has been frightful. If the protests had been more peaceful, maybe there would have been a different reaction. But the fact that the Israelis have, in the estimates of many, many people, overreacted with real bullets as opposed to water and the rest of it, but they have reacted and the world is in many places appalled by this. So we have very few partners, the United States does, when it comes to support of Israel that has been shown. Nobody else is moving their embassies at this stage of the game, or only one or two unusual suspects have made those noises. And the United States finds itself in an off-putting position where it comes to their partners around the world. Netanyahu has asked that others do it, and they're not doing it. On top of that, there's a certain amount of shame that has been brought to the moving of the embassy, and that is two of the most controversial preachers were brought in by the United States, and they are representative of some of the worst evangelical thinking and yelling that has come about, including the fact that Jews will go to hell. Now, you bring in a preacher to support the moving of an embassy to Israel who says that the Jews should go to hell, or has said it, and who now dismisses it as something in the past. It's really an extraordinary insult to Jewish people all over the world, and makes it clear who has the whip hand when it comes to the Netanyahu-Trump relationship. I mean, could Netanyahu possibly have thought this was a good thing?
Let's stay with Netanyahu for a minute, Alan. You and Joe Donahue yesterday on the Roundtable panel, interesting discussion about Netanyahu and the investigation enveloping him that could bring him down. And then what happens with the next person who moves into a leadership position, should that happen?
Well, I do think that Netanyahu has come in for serious investigation. Israel is a place where the rule of law really does turn out to work in so many ways, and other prime ministers have gone to prison for grafting. That is the charge against Netanyahu, and there are many Israelis who will tell you that when this plays out, he too will end up in a very, very bad place.
The issue of water tainted with chemicals, a article from Politico, Alan, in which our own Judith Enck, former Region 2 for the EPA administrator, is quoted about the lack of concern for public health. This study, headed off by Scott Pruitt's EPA, is being demanded to be released, in which it says that for the chemicals, including PFOA, one that has infected water in our region, the levels that were once thought to be safe now aren't so safe.
Surprise, David. Out comes a study which has not been allowed to be published. Obviously, somebody got a hold of it and gave it to the press, and which it said lesser amounts of this material are harmful. I know one thing, it doesn't pass the Chartok test, which is, would I want my grandchild to be having this stuff? Would I want anybody in my family to be having this stuff? Absolutely not. So here, once again, we see the Trump administration and its EPA representatives siding with the people who would potentially do harm, as opposed to those who would take the right road, which is to clean this stuff up and to tell everybody who might have ingested it what their risks are. Now, as to Judith Enck, she is a true hero. I fully expect, as she was Region 2 administrator, that if the Democrats ever get back into power, that she's going to play a prominent role.
How about, Alan, did you see that headline, Ice-Free Summers in the Arctic? They're coming, scientists warn.
I did, David. I did see that. And it is such a frustrating thing to see that these things are happening that there are the climate deniers, particularly in and around the White House and the EPA, who are saying it isn't happening. Well, it is happening. We can take the pictures. We can measure the temperature. We can see it. And yet the ostriches continue to put their heads in the ground.